is. Oh, here it is. Oh, are we on? Oh, we're on. I never know when we're on.
Such a professional host.
I know. You know what? It's fine. Dude, I'm so stoked that I got you to come here. I can't believe you agreed to doing this.
Oh, yeah.
To be honest.
Most men agree to do things for Kate they never thought they would.
Yeah, that I wish that was more true. It's not as true as you think, but thank you. No, but like for real. Well, okay, first of all, I'll introduce you. I'm so professional. This is my good friend, Kay Vaughn, who is a hilarious comedian, actor. You just wrapped a show called Top 30 on Fox.
Yes, I was a newscaster.
I can't.
Got to be funny at the same time.
How do you make the news funny? Because the news is so fucking depressing.
Part of it is picking the right topics. Like, this is an actual news story. A third baseman was hit in the balls with 106 mile per hour fastball? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I said, I need to cover that on the news. That's very newsworthy. And then I wrote it for my co-host to read it. And she's like a cute girl. And she had to read, you know, Juan Uribe was hit in the testicles with a 106 mile per hour ball. His testicles are inflamed and doctors say his testicles will. And I just made her keep, because I wrote it. She had to read whatever's on the prompter.
Dude, did he really get hit in the balls with a 100 mile an hour fastball?
No, here, this is the best part. 106 mile per hour ball off of a bat.
Yeah.
And the best part was he wasn't wearing a cup. Most third basemen wear a cup. So he tweeted, they don't make them in my size.
Oh my God.
So I put in the news, that's ridiculous. They have small cups in the back. You just have to ask. They keep them there.
That's funny. That's funny.
So I made the news.
What happened to his nuts?
Actually, you might want to check in with him, but I think they're okay now.
How am I going to, is he cute?
Like, why are you asking me? Like, oh, they're much smaller now.
And well, then, I don't know, because I feel like if you get hit in the nuts with a 100 mile an hour fastball, that's got to be like permanent damage. Like, you could crush a nut for good.
No, they said they bounce back. You'd be surprised
Did
how resilient.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's like a vagina.
Kind of. But it doesn't feel... No, because a vagina would like that first impact.
That's true.
The balls would be like, no, never again.
Have you ever been hit really hard in the nuts?
Lucky to say, no. But is this like part of your like...
It's part of the podcast. So
yeah, I was like...
Thank you for being here. actually, you want to hear the best... I can't believe... I forgot about this story. This is the best like... hit a guy in the ball story. You know I was married.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got married when I was 19 and we took our honeymoon. This is so like cheesy from Ohio, like disgusting, but we took our honeymoon to the Poconos. Okay. We went to the Poconos for like 2 nights and then we went to New York City. So we get married. We're driving to the Poconos.
Right.
First day as a married couple, we stop at like a rest stop on the way there or some shit. And my ex, he like was cleaning out the car and he bent over to get a bunch of shit out of the car. And I went up behind him to smack him on the ass as hard as I could. Like I wheeled back, I like hit him on the ass as hard as I could. And I didn't know that when a guy bends over, his balls basically go to the bat. I didn't know that.
You've never seen Animal Planet?
I mean, I was 19 and like I was a virgin when I married him. So we'd only fucked like one time.
Oh my God.
That night before.
And not again for like another month after that.
I hit him so hard. I mean, like all my power. And he just dropped to his knees. And then we're at a rest stop, by the way, in like, I don't know, Kentucky or some
That's
shit.
That's when you know the honeymoon's officially over.
Oh my God. I started crying.
Laughing?
Because I felt
oh,
so
felt bad.
Bad. I didn't know, though, that that's where your balls got. Like, ladies, just so you know, when guys bend over, their balls are actually in their ass crack, basically. It's true. I can't believe you've never been hit.
Maybe he was tucking them. Well, most girls I know don't spank my ass from behind.
So. Why not?
It's usually going the other way.
Yeah. By the way, I just have to say, before the podcast started, so Kayvon, I was shocked he came on the show because we're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
if this was high school, we would be the couple that should have been, because we're never going to be together.
Why not? We are the couple that should have been.
Should have been.
We're still the couple that should be, I think. I don't understand. Kayvon, by the way, you are, I mean, I feel a little bad saying this because I don't want to out you on the air for what you really are. But I mean, like, you are probably the biggest player I know.
Oh, really?
Don't you? I mean, real talk, like...
She knows, like, celebrities, sitcom stars, comedians that travel the world, and she's going to say that about a guy who lives in a apartment with three gay roommates.
Yeah, but you pull... First of all, I see the girls that you hook up with. They're all, like, supermodel hot. They're super hot. So You also are really good at seeming like the kind of guy that wants to settle down. Like, you seem like the guy, like, this is what would happen if we dated. Mm-hmm. We would go on a few dates, and you would be, like, really sweet, and you'd text me compliments, and you would not be worried about, like, fucking me right away. And then I would think you had, like, real feelings. And then we'd hook up. And then I would find out you're dating, like, 75 other women. That's what would happen.
75?
Yes.
Damn. There's only 360 days a year. That means you'd see them all twice, three times a year.
Answer the question that before the podcast started, I said, how many women are you dating right now? And what was your answer?
My answer is I don't consider them a number. And you know, a lot of rappers like, I got hoes in different area codes. If you call a girl a hoe in a different area code, you're putting yourself in a bad position. I consider them princesses in different provinces.
Oh my God. Oh, that's weird. I thought that you answered infinite. That's mm-hmm. so crazy that I didn't hear the princess part of the story.
Yes. The thing is, I'm single currently.
Yeah.
And I know I'll probably be married. And when you're married, you're not allowed to do anything.
Wait, when are you going to be married?
Well, probably one day. And the way I look at it is, okay, look at it this way. Okay. For all my young fans, you grow up and you're under your mom's supervision from the age of 1 till about 18 to 20. And then you leave the house and you're single until what? Like in your case, you're single for
forever.
1 month.
Oh, right. Well,
and
yeah.
And then you got married immediately.
Yeah, true.
Then you're in another family. So, and then you, like, if you would have stayed married, you would have died, you know, in, like 60 years of marriage, right?
I would have died. Oh.
Yeah. You died married.
Yeah. I would have died married.
Okay. So you have a second chance. Now check this out.
Wait.
What?
We have a phone call.
We have a caller?
Can we put him on hold so Kayvon can tell the end of the...
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So your life is only so long. The first 20 years, you're like a kid. And then you have this amount of single years and then the married years. The married years, do you want them to be from 20 to 100? Or do you want them to be from like 45 to 100 years old?
I want them to be never again.
Okay. Well, you want to be. I always say I want to be married half my life, and I'm going to be I'm going to live till I'm 100. So
no, you're not.
I'm going to live
you're
till
you're so reckless. I've been on your motorcycle. You're going to live to 50 tops. Let's be real.
The heart is pumping. I'm going to live till 100. I'm getting married when I turn 50 on my birthday. It's been decided.
We have to take this call. No one ever calls the show, so this is very exciting.
Wow.
Who is it? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
This is Spruce.
Ah. Hey, Spruce. How's it going? That's a good name. Spruce? Like a tree?
Yeah.
Not nice. Bruce. Spruce. All right. You sound familiar. Have we...
Is it Spruce Springsteen?
Yes. No, we have not. I was just calling, this is about dating, so I was just curious, obviously it is appropriate, but like, when is it appropriate to give flowers? Mm.
That's a great question. When is it appropriate to give flowers?
That is a good question. I mean, some people bring a flower on the first date just to set it
off. I think, I don't like that.
You don't like that? It's
no,
too cheesy.
It's too cheesy. It's way too cheesy.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I don't, this is just my opinion. I only really want flowers from a guy that I've been out with at least 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be like we're dating.
Yeah.
It weirds me out when guys bring me gifts before we really
establish that
a thing.
Another thing is, like, when a woman comes to the table and goes, flowers, I feel like that doesn't count as you're going to pay flower money, but you're not getting flower credit.
Wait, what do you mean?
You know when you're on a date at an Italian restaurant and a Mexican lady's like, flowers for the señorita? And you're like, no, because if I buy them here, it's still going to cost 20, but she's going to be like, you didn't put any effort into this crap.
Wait, no, actually, you know what? I actually like when the guy buys the flower
from
the Mexican lady.
She's so confusing.
Wait,
do not
on.
Listen to Kate. Her, her answers are all over the place.
No, listen, Spruce, this is, okay, because if you show up with flowers, it's like you premeditated it, like you thought through it, and you don't know the girl well enough yet to know if she's into flowers, if that's even her thing. But if you're out and the Mexican lady comes by with the roses,
which, by the way, that sounds
or
so
Argentinian
bad. Or yeah, or
whatever, white
or American. Or any ethnicity that is selling roses.
Right.
At the Italian restaurant, the Mexican lady at the Italian restaurant.
They just walk up and down the block.
Okay. If the rose lady comes by and you buy a rose, now it shows me all these things. Number one, like, you're a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of guy. You're impulsive, which I like. Two, you know, that lady probably doesn't have an amazing job if she's selling roses at a restaurant. So now you're like giving money to someone who probably could use a little cash. And then also it's kind of like, it's cute, like, because probably I've had a cocktail by then, so it's going to seem like even more adorable. I think it's a good move on a date.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll let the lady answer that because they know more than me.
Yeah. And then when you're actually in the relationship, I think the best time to give the flowers is when it's for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No reason is what I was going to say. It's a surprise attack. It's like, why are you giving me flowers? Because you're beautiful and it's Wednesday.
That's it. Dude, anything you give for no reason trumps anything you give for a reason. It could be like you could give me a diamond bracelet on my birthday. It wouldn't mean as much to me as a card on any random day.
Mm-hmm.
Spruce, are we helping you or just confusing you more?
No. You're very helpful. Very helpful.
Okay, good.
When are you coming to Fresno?
Fresno. Oh, soon. I will soon. I keep getting asked. I've just been booked on stuff, but I'll get up there as soon as I can for sure.
Go see her. She's very funny. In
so are you.
Mm. We'll go together.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling, Spruce. Bye.
That was cool.
Spruce.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
You're not going to forget him when you meet him in Fresno. You're like, oh, okay, you're the one.
I'm definitely going to remember a guy named Spruce.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you come up with that name as a parent? Like you're just staring out the window at a tree when you have the baby and you're like, eh.
You know what? You're looking around your place and it seems a little empty. You're like, we need to spruce up the place.
Oh, Christ. Spruce, I'm sorry. That's funny. So back to you and only wanting to be married for half your life.
Half my life. That's a good amount of time to be married. If you say, oh, man, that guy was married half his life. That sounds good.
You're really funny and you're hot. And like full disclosure, you're one of the only comics that I actually considered like hooking up with.
Ooh.
I mean, you and I used to.
I thought you were going to say that you haven't slept with. I was like,
fuck you.
What's the problem here? What's the holdup?
You're the only comic I haven't seen the cock of. So if you could just stand up right now and take it out, that would be. No, I don't sleep with comics. You know that. I dated a comic, but I don't date comics as a rule.
Right.
But you're kind of charming. And you know what it is? I got on the back of his bike.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that is a fucking. That is a.
You're very athletic. So I wanted to play tennis. Mm-hmm. You gave me a run for my money, but I got you on the bike.
You got me on the bike. The bike is. Is that your go-to move with chicks? Do you get them? Because I think that getting on the back of a guy's bike is like a panty dropper.
Yeah, well, the first thing is most girls, I would not recommend getting on the back of a motorcycle. You don't know what kind of driver this idiot is. I am. I am very into safety. And so,
that's true.
Yeah.
But you made me wear like the ugliest helmet of all. It was like, I felt like the helmet he put on me was like what special kids wear.
Yeah,
like,
well,
it was not cute.
I needed something to fit your head.
Fuck you. I came out with like a blinking, sparkly, like bicycle helmet that I wanted to wear with like unicorns and rainbows on it. Kayvon was like, veto.
Nope. You got to put on the mushroom head helmet.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, before the show started, I took out my phone to check out some of Kayvon's credits and porn popped right up on my phone because I watch porn. Like, but you were so shocked that I had porn on my phone.
No, yeah, I thought you were researching something for a show. You're like, no, I watch it.
Yeah, I was
like,
researching
who does that?
Who I'm going to date next is what I was doing. I was like, who's next on the
list? No, but which girl has that on her phone, like, as the last thing she saw?
It was the last thing I pulled up on Chrome last night. I watched porn last night
before
I went to bed.
By the way, guys, it's almost 2 in the afternoon today, so that means her phone has been dedicated to that website.
I don't use the Google. I mean, I don't use the Chrome feature on my phone much. I use apps more. You know what I mean? I don't Google search a lot of things. So the last thing I happened to Google search was interracial gangbangs.
Dang, it's very specific.
I know. Well, that's what I've been into lately. But when I pulled up the porn, he was so shocked. And I was like, you don't watch porn?
No.
And he said, I don't watch porn. I make porn, which I think is hilarious. But do you really? Do you tape yourself?
No, I try not to.
What do you mean you try not?
I try not.
What do you mean you try? You're like, if I accidentally, you know, leave my phone recording on the tripod facing the bed.
No, I don't because I do want to work for Disney eventually.
He does.
I don't want video footage to exist. Some things are meant for private and other things for public. But I did one time, I was on tour, and I had a nice young lady, or so I thought, over at the place. And I was walking to the bathroom, like at 2 in the morning, and I heard, psh, 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 psh. And I turned back, and she has her phone out.
She took photos of you?
Yeah. I go, what are you doing? She's like, what? What? And I go, you just take a picture? And she's like, no. But she had that look on her face. So I go, give me your phone. And I don't know her that well to be grabbing her phone. She's like, you're being a freak. What's wrong with you? I'm like, give me your phone. And I go through it. And I'm like, delete, delete. And she's like, that was really rude. You don't grab someone's phone. I'm like, you don't
take naked photos without permission. Yeah. It's illegal. Did you know that?
Yeah. And she thought she was being cute. Or she going to send it to her friends or have a memory? But I freaked out. And then she acted like I had invaded her privacy.
You know, I have
that's
to.
That's how millennials are.
That's crazy.
Millennials, you're so stupid. You think it's
no,
all
they're
about
not.
Your
no,
selfies.
No, but you have a point. If a guy did that to a woman, it would be like public
illegal.
Outcry. 9-1-1. I mean, I've had guys take photos of me during and not tell me.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you're busy. You're, like, otherwise occupied, and you don't notice them pull a phone out.
Yeah.
And sometimes they send them to me later.
Oh.
And I feel really violated when that happens.
That's not a cool move.
I know. I Photoshop them and send them back. I'm like, if you're going to leak it, make sure you use this one. It's a Photoshop.
Oh, you add a filter. You're like, take that.
Of course.
Oh, my God. Make sure I look cute.
I mean, yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm really careful about that. Like, if guys take photos, of course, because I don't want that shit to be
floating. I once dated a girl. She's, like, looking around the room, and then she's like, she's putting, like, the laptop down, and then she, like, flip over all the phones.
Like, she was, like, paranoid?
Yeah, she was like, I'm going to make sure this is a no technology zone.
I mean, that's smart. I was talking to a comic who is a pretty big comic, and he said when he brings girls home, he makes them leave their cell phone in the other room. He won't even let them bring cell phones into the bedroom because he's so paranoid of them taking photos.
Who was it?
I'm not telling.
Okay. That's smart. You know that all the celebrities are doing that now. They bring out a basket and everyone has to put all the technology
in the
basket.
Yeah, I've been to parties like that where you have to leave your phone in a basket. But that freaks me out too. It's like, what if someone just leaves and takes your phone out of the basket?
I know, they need to check. Like, they need to have a number and your name associated to
it. I agree.
Interesting.
Talk to me about, you were on Disaster Date. You were one of the hosts of Disaster Date. When? That was a while ago on MTV, right?
2010 and 11. It was a cool show where people would go in and we would prank them, like girls. Like, it was all hidden cameras, maybe 5 or 7 hidden cameras in a room. The girl would think she was going on a date. Her best friend would be in a studio with headphones and in my earbud telling me how to mess with her friend the most effectively to piss her off. Because nobody knows what girls hate more than the best friend.
Mm.
It's the brilliant, you know.
It's so true. But also what girls like. I feel like if I put my friends in charge of my dating life, it would go better than me running it myself.
Exactly.
Like, other people know what your fuck-ups are. So tell me about the weirdest disaster date that you ever had on the show. Like, tell me some of the stuff you did.
Okay, so each episode I was a different character. And so that made it really fun. Like, one time I had to be, and these are all characters that are already something you're kind of into.
Yeah.
Even when I audition as the gym guy. So I'm like, what are you going to get? And she's like, you know, turkey sandwich. I'm like, 750 calories. You don't think there's a better choice for you on there?
Shut up.
And so they
that sounds like
that.
You in real life.
They like that. So they go, let's build around that. So on one of the editions, one of the episodes, I was the gym guy. And I was showing her, like, I was like, this chair is so bad for you. Let's replace it with a stability ball. And that'll keep your posture better. Your chest will be out. You're going to look so much better on my date. And, like, the girls would be kind of offended, but kind of intrigued. Like, who's this trainer?
Wait a second. You were saying this to girls on, not on the date.
On the date. On the date. I was like, you know what I like about you? You have great shoulders, nice chest. I can tell you work your abs, but your posture is horrendous. You know what could fix that? She's like, what? I'm like, this. And I bring out a big, like, one of those those big fat balls. And I go, here, let's move this. And if you could get a girl to do it, like, I'm like, I just need you to stand up, please.
Of course, I would do that.
If they start to stand, I know I got them. If they won't, then I would have to back off. Because if you're pushing too hard, then they're going to run for the door. You want to keep them on the balance of almost running for the door the whole episode.
It's almost like negging. It's like the ultimate in negging, which you also are quite good at.
And another thing I was good at was getting big reactions out of the girls, because I would say something horrible and then look the other way. If you say something horrible and look at a girl, she'll cover, right? But if you're like, you know what I like? You've got, like, weird little, like, buck teeth. That's so cute. And then I would go, tie my shoe, and the girl would be like,
oh, my God.
It would just be so hilarious on camera.
Who taught you these things, or do you just know these things, or did the producers?
Well, they would give you a character, like, 3 days ahead of time. Like, tomorrow you're going to be a technology nerd, and I would spend 72 hours Googling and looking things up and walking around. I would even have a girl hang out and, like, oh, my gosh, I have, like, my heart's beating at 40 5 gigabytes right now, that, whatever. I would just try to throw in any technology term, and then I would think of, like, what would a nerd have? Oh, a calculator watch, so that he could calculate the bill before it got there to impress his date.
No way. Oh, my.
So I would just think of these, and then in my earbud would be a producer going, you're doing good, and calculate it and say, oh, I forgot tax. Dang it, 8.9, or whatever. Like, he would give me little ideas. I'm like, oh, yeah. So it was, like, cool.
Did you ever go on one of these disaster dates where you either were kind of into the girl and you felt weird kind of pranking her at any point, or you felt guilty at all?
No. Well, part of being a comic is you want to be on TV so bad.
I know.
It could have been a super, like, Heidi Klum, and I would have just, like, ruined the date just because I'm like, I'm on TV.
Isn't that so funny how, like, you don't, when you're in work mode, you don't, like, people are always like, aren't you embarrassed to go to, like, the DMV in a bikini and do this shit? And I'm like, I kind of am until the minute I'm on camera, and then you're cool.
Yeah, because you know it's for a bigger purpose, and it's going to be
fun. We have another call, actually. Woo. So, who is it? Is it Spruce again? Twigs? Who we got?
No, my name's Dan, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Dan. Great. How are you?
Doing well. I'm having trouble getting my girlfriend to orgasm.
Oh.
This is a new thing. I haven't had too much trouble.
This is not a new thing. Men have been having trouble with this for thousands of years.
He means it's a new thing for him and his girl?
Oh, okay.
It's a new thing for me. So I'm wondering, Kate, did you ever have trouble with that? depending on the guy, was it a thing that with a particular guy you struggled with a bit more? And like when you were younger, was it more of a struggle back then compared to nowadays?
Great question. Well, there's a lot of we have to ask you a couple questions first. How long have you guys been together?
3 months.
3 months.
3 months. All right.
And what methods have you tried?
How's the chemistry otherwise? Like, do you have good chemistry?
We do. I think we do.
You're really attracted to her.
Yes, I am very attracted to her. I think she doesn't think I'm too shabby either. So the chemistry outside of the bedroom is beautiful. The chemistry inside of the bedroom could use some help. So,
do you know if
it's a new relationship? So we're still discovering things about each other.
Do you know if this is a common problem for her? Like, has she had this problem with other guys? Have you talked about it?
I haven't asked her if she's had
it's
this.
It's too new to
guys.
Talk about. But hey, so just I know I'm not hitting it, but it's
this is the only reason I'm asking, because some girls I have never been a person who has a really hard time achieving orgasm, but that is because I masturbate a lot.
Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
I know exactly how to get. Now, if like there have been a few times I've hooked up with, yes, there have been a few guys that I've hooked up with a few times that it's really hard for me to get off with them, which means we just don't have the chemistry. And so usually after like 2 or 3 tries with that guy, I just quit seeing him, to be honest. I'm just being honest.
Absolutely.
But I mean, like, if she masturbates, because I always tell my girlfriends who have trouble getting off, I ask them how much they masturbate, and usually they don't masturbate much.
Mm. Yeah.
So they're not comfortable with the controls.
I have gone through most of my old tricks with her is the problem. So, you know, I've kind of got, like, DEFCON 1 through 5, and I've slowly brought things up all the way to DEFCON 5 here, you know, like reaching deep, deep, deep into that bag of tricks,
I didn't think
a lot
that was
going on. So,
Well, okay, now we'll back see,
maybe
to
maybe it's a chemistry thing.
Well, I mean,
sorry,
back to Kayvon's question. What have you tried? Can you walk us through like what you do?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind hanging out down there. You know, doing lots of oral for, sometimes I'll hang out there for a good half an hour and,
wow.
You know, really, really give it my all, lots of, not too much pressure, a little bit of, penetration and, you know, some ice cubes, maybe some cinnamon, that sort of thing. But, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wait,
you need to
cinnamon. Yeah. I thought you were serious. I'm kind of into that. I'm like, I like a little spicy, like a little
Altoids.
Yeah, yeah, like you chew like some peppermint or some like cinnamon gum and then go down. It's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Yeah.
Really?
For real. Try that. Kayvon, put some jalapeno on your tongue.
I have to date a Mexican girl.
Hey, no, you don't. All right. Anyway, so listen, for one thing, I want to say it might not be you. Some girls really struggle to achieve orgasm, but I like guys that, like, it's lots of foreplay and not necessarily just going down on you forever, but, like, touch all of her body, all of her body. And, like, tell her, compliment her a lot. Because some girls, if she's, I don't know what she looks like, but some girls, if they're a little insecure about their body, they have trouble getting comfortable enough to orgasm. So if you make her feel like her body is, like, the hottest to you, then that might turn her on enough. I think I could come just from compliments. You don't have to touch me at all.
She's so pretty. Oh, tell me more. But another thing is, one thing you could do is tell her, hey, tonight I want to watch you and see what you do. And then you just are a spectator, and then you're just copying, like cheating off her test. Like, I'm going to do that.
Oh, my God, that's genius. Somebody told me that that's the best way to see what kind of blowjob a guy likes is to watch him masturbate and kind of see how he touches his own dick, and then you know exactly what he likes.
You're just cheating. You're just copying off the test.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Do you think she'd do that?
I think those are both brilliant, brilliant suggestions. So the first one... maybe take my time, explore a little bit more, cover the whole map, see all the regions, really, really get her working. And then the next one I really, really like, just maybe kick my feet up and ask her to, I'll watch, I'll take notes and go from there maybe.
Yeah.
She might say, well, I do it in the shower. Oh, let me see that. That would turn me on so much. And then you're just in there going, okay, how does this thing work here?
Also, like, I really like it too. I mean, like, there's this guy I dated for a while, and we would watch movies. And, like, the entire time we'd be watching the movie, like, on his couch, he'd be kind of, like, teasing me. Like, he'd play with me. He'd touch me. But, like, I'd be like, let's turn it off and fuck. And he'd be like, no, watch the movie. He would, like, turn me down. And by the time the movie was over, I'd be so turned on that we would have sex. I'd come in, like, 2 minutes. Wow. Literally.
I like that. Okay.
And if all that fails, always blame her. Because let me tell you something. As a comedian, we do that too. If our joke works in every city and it's not working one night in Ohio, that's Ohio's problem. That is not our problem.
If all else fails, blame her. Yeah. That's great advice, Kayvon. It's fantastic. Yes, I like all of these ideas. These are all good ideas. I hope that you call back and let us know if you get her off next time.
Yeah, we need to have a progress report.
Yeah, could you?
Because we're all in on this. The audience is like, you got this. Come on.
This is Dan from Idaho, so I'll call you guys back and I'll give you an update. I'm gonna try 1 through 5 there. So
nice.
Thank you guys very much.
Yay!
Okay, all right.
Woo! Bye, Dan.
Progress.
Bye. Damn, I like that.
We have some good counterbalancing ideas.
I think so. Why haven't we dated?
It wasn't for lack of trying.
That's not true. That's not true. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's good. What do you think about friends dating?
I think that, you know, a lot of girls are like, I would hate to ruin our friendship. I'm like, that's the easy way out. How about if we actually do that and maintain a friendship after? That's hard. That shows it's a lot of work and effort, and it shows you're true friends.
But I also love the fact that you said after, because that already means in your mind, there's no future for any relationship with anyone. You're like, well, after I'm done banging you.
Yeah.
Like, the girl is like, if I fuck my friend, it's like a real, like, I have a guy friend right now who is like one of my closest friends. He's super duper hot. I'm attracted to him. And I kind of even might love him. Like, I love it. I definitely love him.
You don't have to talk about me in third person. I'm right here.
But I've never hooked up with him because I know if we hooked up, it would go from zero to relationship like overnight.
Okay. So what about like girls don't have reverse. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Girls only have drive. You're like an old like lawnmower. You can only go forward. And to get it to turn around, you gotta like sweat and get out and crank it around. It would be nice if girls could back up a little too.
Well, I have been trying to back up. Like, I've been in some relationships lately where I want to take it a little quicker than the guy. Mm-hmm. And so I am trying to back off. But the problem is when girls do back off, we're only backing off because in our head we're like, if I just back off a little, then he'll see that I'm the one. And then he'll... So really, it's fake. It's all manipulation.
It's a fake reverse.
How great would it be if we were just real? If we were all just real?
That would be tough. I don't even want to. I don't even want to ponder a world like that.
Why? What if you were just honest with the girl? Listen, can I just tell you how much I would respect it if, let's say, you and I just met and we're not both comics.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say we met over on Instagram or Twitter, which is where I meet most guys I date. Mm-hmm. So let's say we met on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, you're cute. We should hang out. And you're like, cool, yeah. And we go out, and I ask you like, so what's your deal? Are you trying to like date someone seriously? Are you just looking to hook up? Like, what's your story?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say? Be 100% honest. First date, if I asked that.
Well, because here's the thing. Because so many girls would ask that and be like, I'm cool with whatever you say, but really they're not. So as the guy, your default position is, yeah, you know, I'm open to like a serious relationship, of course, with the right person. I guess we'll have to find out.
But it's a lie?
But you might really just want to like, you know, bang Kate for the night.
Okay, but here's my thing. If you were like, you know what, to be really honest with you, I'm just looking to hook up. I'm looking for casual. I'm looking for dating. But
yeah, you know who could say that? Like George Clooney and other celebrities. And like, okay, that's like awesome. Like I totally disagree.
Because listen, if you told me that from jump in my head, a lot of women get to a point where they're like, all right, then immediately they're like, this guy's just a sex guy.
Uh-huh.
And they put you in that category.
It's not a bad category.
It's not. I've had guys in the just sex category. I have had one guy in that category now for almost 2 years. That's all he gets is sex. In fact, he's not even allowed to text
me.
Who
is this man? Why are you not calling in? Tell us your secret.
I'll tell you his secret. Here's his secret. When we started talking, he was super flirty. He was super hot. And I was like, let's go out to dinner. And he kept blowing me off for dinner. And finally I was like, what is your deal? And he said, I'm just trying to hook up. He said it. And I was like, well, I'm not really that girl. Sorry. And then one night
you became that girl.
I was drunk and I was really horny. And I messaged him and was like, you know what? Why don't you come over and have a drink at my place? And we hooked up and it immediately set the tone that that's all it would ever be. And it literally is still that.
Wow. Well, maybe that's a new thing. A lot of people don't have the guts to go that route.
I know, but here's what I'm saying.
Is this guy famous?
It's humane.
Humane? You make it sound like you just rescued a dog or something.
No, I'm saying it's the humane thing for you to do. There's another
humane.
Dude. There's another...
I've never... Make the humane choice in the arms of an angel. Tell Kate you just want to bang her.
But it is more humane because there's another guy, and this is what you would do. I just know it. There's another guy I dated, and after like he was like hardcore trying to date me. He took me out on 3 dates before he even like tried to hook up.
Mm-mm.
He called me all the time. He'd text me every day. And then the minute I was kind of like, you know, this could be like a real thing. He was like, why? What? I'm just trying to, this is just casual. And then he backed way off immediately.
Hmm.
And what I'm saying is if that guy had just been real from jump, it would have been great because I could have had him in the just sex category. Now I can't have him at all because once girls have feelings, you can't erase
back
them.
Them. They have no reverse.
Guys can't either. If you catch feelings for a girl and then she dumps you, and you still hit her up for sex, you still have feelings.
You probably do.
Yeah. I know I'm right.
Yeah. But we're solving all the world's problems today. This is a good day.
I think so. I feel like that. What's your go-to on a date? How do you ask girls out, Kayvon? Because I see you get hit on constantly.
Well, there's like a lot of channels to meet women these days.
Mm-hmm.
There's bumping into someone at a Starbucks in line. And are you going to say, hey, you know, if you're there for 45 minutes waiting, you might as well chat. Or in an airport or something. Hey, our flight's delayed. Hey,
yeah.
Okay, that's one. You can go out for drinks. That's where people are kind of like not zoo animals, but like safari animals, how they all go to the watering hole and all their butts are like facing out. And then you just walk up like, yo, what's up, girl? So that's like,
you know, we do that, by the way. We totally like lean on the bar and like stick our butts out on purpose.
Yeah, if you watch the Discovery Channel and you see the hippos and like elephants going to the watering hole, it looks like the girls at the bar who are
right.
You're like, yeah. And then you gotta work your way in there like a little hyena. You're like, what's up, girl?
Do you buy girls drinks?
I try not to.
Because you don't drink.
Yeah, and that's a great reason. Like, buy me a drink. I'm like, I'm not even drinking. Why would I buy you one?
Yeah, but there's something really hot about when a guy doesn't drink, but he pays for your drink anyway.
Yeah, he looks like a predator. You're drinking.
That's why I'm
attracted.
That explains why I think it's hot.
Kate, you get four of these. I'll have none.
I know, because you never really, that's probably actually why we've never hooked up, because you don't drink. So anytime I'm like, Kayvon, let's grab a drink. He's like, I don't really drink, but you can come over and watch my sketches.
You're in half of them.
Yeah, you do have great sketches.
They're fun.
Yeah, no, people should check out his sketches. They really are awesome on Facebook, or follow him on Twitter at Kayvon Comedy.
That's right.
Felt like giving you a shout out.
Thank you.
What's the worst date you've ever had?
There was, okay. And I talk about it in my stand-up, but the worst date ever was a girl I met online, and she told me, you know how they send the selfies and the pictures and very few clothing and the duck face, and when you get
to
here...
To you, because you're a hot, famous
the
comedian.
Curves, this Latina girl, if you're ever in Texas, oh my gosh, it is going to be so hot. So I get there. I happen to be in Texas like a month later. I'm like, what's up? She's like, come pick me up. So I get in my little rental car, pick her up. She's like, this is your car? I'm like, it's a rental car. She's like, still, why did you rent this one? I'm like, who cares? Then she's like, I want to go to like a really good fish house. And so we go to this place, and she orders lobster off the menu. And I was like, oh, okay.
Holy shit, the balls on that chick.
Yeah, and then she wanted white wine, and she was explaining how this wine goes the best with this, but she does want to try the other one. Each glass, I was looking at the $20 a glass. She's having three of those. I'm going, oh, wow, okay. But she, all the pictures, so I'm like, this is happening? Okay,
all
cool.
The pictures.
You know, I'm thinking,
was she at least as hot in person as she was in the photos?
She was gorgeous, yeah.
Okay,
gorgeous.
That's good.
And then after, she's like, well, I just want you to know I had a really good time, and let me know when we can do this again. I'm like... What, like, the bill just came. She's like, yeah, I had a fun time. I was like, so the date's over? She's like, I don't do anything on the first date. I'm like, you do a lot of ordering on the first date. Because I have $200 worth of damage on the first date.
So wait, she didn't even kiss you? Nothing?
No, she doesn't do that on the first date.
Did that make you want her more?
No.
Not at all.
After that, I was like, and she texted me, so when can we go out again? And I was just like... We are never going out again.
You spent $200?
Yeah. And the thing was, she was like, do you want me to help? You know, one of those fake.
She did?
Yeah, the
fake. You should have said yes.
But at that point, we weren't we're still on the date. But then after I'd paid and everything, you know, get in the car, she's like, thank you so much. I just, you know, and she, you know, who knows if she's on her phone. Now I just fed her lobster and drinks, and she's texting her go-to guy.
She probably was, to be honest.
And she probably had a great night. And he's like, dang, she's super turned on. That's because lobster is aphrodisiac. So I helped somebody out there. And that was the humane thing for me to do that night.
I mean, okay, a few things about this. Number one, I do think it's partly the guy's responsibility to... I'm not a girl that goes on dinners on a first date. I don't like to be trapped.
Right.
If
2 hours.
Yeah, fuck that. Happy hour. That is my first date go-to. Yeah. Happy hour or coffee.
But girls in LA are like, I'm super hungry. What were you thinking?
Girls, because here's the problem. I have a lot of girlfriends in LA who are like, they're always lecturing me. They're like, Kate, you need to make guys take you on a nice dinner on the first date because it sets the tone, blah, 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 whatever, right?
Yeah.
I've had so many guys take me on nice dinners on a first date. It doesn't set a tone. It doesn't matter. They're going to treat you however they're going to treat you after they bang you regardless. I don't believe in all this, like, if you make him wait X amount of time, he'll respect you more. I make guys wait until I want to fuck them. When I want to fuck them, I fuck them. I don't like go date 5, date 7.
Mm-hmm. But you got a little advent calendar. You're opening the door.
When he opens the door and it's panties.
There's a cock ring in there. Yeah.
But I mean, here's the thing. I don't hook up with a lot of guys because I don't go out with a lot of guys because I'm busy. And that's why I have to have a couple on call for when mama gets thirsty, you know?
Wow.
It's true. It's true. But like, the thing is that if a guy takes me out to a nice restaurant, I assume he can afford for me to get whatever I want. I would never have the balls to order lobster because I try to go like middle
yeah,
of the road.
Yeah, middle, go middle
know?
Of the road. But I was like, let's go to this place. And she's like, no, I want to go to this place. I'm like, what about this? No, I want to. So she had it all picked out. And that's
she had a plan. She probably dates for meals.
You know what? I'm used to being the guy like where I'm like, hey, let me take you out.
Yeah.
And I can grab the girl, take her to my favorite place, whether it's a taco shop or a Cuban restaurant, whatever I have in mind. And I know there's nothing in Versailles Cuban restaurant menu that's over $25 a plate.
Right.
So that's a great place. Yeah. And it's fun and they're playing music. Cool. And we go to a comedy club. I don't drink, but they give me free drinks. So I'll give you one of those. Cool.
You take girls to your shows as a date?
I have before. Yeah. It's a great date. It's a great date.
It's a great date
let
for
me tell
a
you.
Male comic.
Let me
because
tell you,
then, yeah, for
if
sure.
You're a
go
comedian.
Ahead. Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you're a male comedian and you're funny, you take a girl on a date and you sit with her the whole time, but then you're like, I'll be right back. Please welcome Kayvon. You walk up, you're like, ba 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 ba. Good night. Now she's heard, like, first of all, she's seen other monkeys clap for you, like, ah.
And all the girls, when Kayvon goes on stage, are like, oh, who's that? It's literally like, you can hear, like, the pre-orgasm, like, throughout the room. It's true. I've seen this fucker at comedy clubs. Every show, after the show, 40 girls line up to kiss his ass. It's totally true.
If it's a big show, it could be fun. But the thing is, it's social. Like, it's like primal. Other monkeys are clapping for you. If you bomb, you have no chance of getting that girl's number or hanging out with that girl because the society has decided this guy is a pariah. Avoid him at all costs.
You're right. And actually, I will say this. I don't let guys I date come to my stand-up shows because I don't want them to hear my material. That's the truth. That's the truth. I'm like, if they see my act, they will never go out with me. But what I do is I have guys meet me like at the improv at 10 o'clock for a nightcap when I'm not performing because I know how good it makes me look because everybody that comes in comes over and says hi and gives me a hug. And the guy goes, oh, damn, all these dudes are trying to get with this chick. She whatever. It makes the guy want you more.
Okay, you got your little technique.
I'm not going to lie. And also it's my comfort zone too and I know everyone there.
Yeah.
So it's real easy if I'm not into the guy to kind of like
well, I have
ditch
to go.
Him. Yeah.
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 One more show tonight.
Yeah. I'm going to go do my spot now. You can leave.
Yeah.
Hang on. We got one more caller, I think.
What?
It's crazy call day. Hey, who's this? Hello? They hung up. They got tired of waiting.
My mom. She told me to get off this program immediately.
Probably the guy I'm fucking. It's so typical of him to not answer. Anyway.
No,
so,
this has been a lot of fun. No, but it is true. Like, one thing I like about if a girl sees your comedy, it's kind of like being on three dates already. Because
that's why I hate it.
In your stand-up, you talk about your family. You talk about how you feel. You talk about maybe an embarrassing story. After 5 minutes, it's like you just went on three dates.
That's why I don't like it, though, because then I feel like the guy thinks he knows me, and he kind of does.
Uh-huh.
And then also, my act, I'm, like, very open about some crazy shit that I do. I don't want guys to know. At least I don't want them to hear it in that setting.
Yeah, your act is hilarious, but it's also based on truth.
Yeah, and if you... Here's the thing, though. If you date a comic, you have to expect that they're going to be nuts.
Mm-hmm.
We're all fucking insane. You mask it pretty well, though, which is impressive. Like, you don't show a lot of crazy, but it's obviously there. You wouldn't have this job. I mean, it's a fact.
Yeah, this job. But there are some people who walk out on stage like, that guy is insane. You can tell from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that makes them funnier.
I agree. Especially when they look crazy. Like, if they're, like, little pudgy people and they get naked.
Oh, yeah. There are comics who do that.
Anyway, I feel good about this. I feel like this was really... We did well. We educated. Kayvon, you're a great guest, by the way, because you really do score well with girls, and you do have great game. You really do. You don't overtext. You compliment well. You're handsome. You smell good. He has good game. So I feel like you guys that watch the show, if you have more dating and relationship questions, you should tweet them at Kayvon because he's actually, you're probably a good person to answer that shit.
Yeah, I can help. But the one thing I have, the big cheat is stand-up comedy because if a girl can Google you, like let's say you're just a regular dude and you work at some import-export company.
Okay.
You could be a serial killer. She has no idea. But if a girl can go on YouTube and see you have videos and you're going to be in this city next week and you were in that, it's kind of a track record. You probably haven't like murdered and raped a bunch of people.
That is probably true, but there are murdering comics and rapey comics.
I know. That's why I hate this, because Bill Cosby.
You ruined it.
Ruining
for
it for me. I'm one of the victims. I am the 51st victim. Because people think comics might be kind of weird. We're not.
Oh, that's so funny.
Except for a few.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I wish we had more time to explain how you use sales tactics to pick up women, because that was my favorite thing. So next episode, when I have Kayvon back, you are fantastic.
Yay.
Where can people find you?
Just Google KVON. I am on the internet. And any way you message me, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube, you can get 2 free tickets to my next show if you mention Kate's podcast.
Aw, woo! Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. You know I'm at Kate Q Funny. This has been Date Fails on All Things Comedy. See you next time. Bye! Dude, you were so